Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
So let's talk a bit about Bagel. Bagel is it's a project. I don't even want to call it a company because it's not a company yet. It's still in its initial phase, right? It is a project that I started along with a colleague of mine. And the reason why we decided to start it was because then, as I told you, I visit the Middle East a lot. I'm based in Saudi Arabia. I'm based because I'm in oil and gas industry. That's what I do for my day job, right? So I visit Saudi Arabia, Dubai, mainly for work purposes. And usually, I have been doing this for the past 6-7 years now. And every time I travel to the Middle East, I always get requests from people within the African community in the US, right, to go to Dubai to buy these products for them, especially the ladies. They have this special, what they call Swiss laces. These are products manufactured in Switzerland and Austria, India, and they are sold in Dubai. So I get quite a bit of requests to buy these and ship them and bring it to the US and give it to them, especially my wife, who is the number one customer, right? So this is how it started for the past 6 years until when COVID hit. Then we had, okay, I couldn't travel, I couldn't go to Dubai, but these products were still in demand. So I said, okay, hence the idea of Bagel, to build a marketplace where customers here in the US, actually, it's built for my wife, to tell you the honest truth. That's how it started, and to have access to these products in Dubai. Now, we built the MVP version of the platform. We launched last month, June, sorry, first week in June, and we've been getting fantastic traction, right, from customers, because we've also been doing some marketing on our end, some organic marketing. So I'll stop there. I don't want to delve too much, but this is just to give you a brief cameo about what Bagel is. It's a marketplace that connects sellers of African textiles based in Dubai with customers in North America, in Europe, and Africa. So all right, hang on. So that's all I'm gonna say for now. Please let me know you guys have any questions.
Sure. Yeah. So that's really cool. So have you always been an entrepreneur? Like, what made you want to make this jump and start your own business?
So this is not the first journey on this, right? So I'm doing this to solve this problem. My wife and I have had a previous venture. My wife and I have had a previous venture, which back in 2018, and it was not a marketplace. It was more like buying products and selling it. We've always had this entrepreneurial spirit, this business mindset. Again, both my wife and I, but that venture did not succeed. We failed, and we failed miserably on that one. But the lessons learned on that side, because we didn't do any organic marketing, and so there were some things that we definitely learned that we are now no longer applying it to this project as we solve this issue of allowing customers to gain access to these textile products in Dubai. Basically, that's the main problem that we're solving, right? A lot of these customers don't have access. They're relying on, such as my wife, if she wants to purchase these products from Dubai, these sellers are not, some of them have their own personal websites, but they're not very, there's no marketplace, right, where a customer can go and view multiple products from multiple vendors and have a unified checkout. It didn't exist, right? So that's in itself was a problem prior to Bagel, right? And it's still a problem because we just started and we're trying to, educate our customers about the platform. So that's why we decided to start this project again. It's to solve this issue. And the feedback we've been getting from customers for the past month and a half has been fantastic in terms of, oh, guys, finally, we can go on a website. This is great that somebody jumped on this project and decided to do it, which is not easy whatsoever. So to answer your question, yes, to solve a problem then.
Awesome. So what was your biggest challenge when starting this business?
Explaining the concept to the vendors. We knew that the niche market was there. I know that the demand is there because, again, we are our culture. Well, I mean, I am very ingrained into the community. And sort of, like I said, my wife is one of the major customers of that product, right? So she was doing that, introduced me into this world anyway. So the most challenging aspect was not developing the platform. It was not. The most challenging aspect by far has been and continues to be getting the vendors, explaining, selling this project to the vendors, because this is something that is fashion, okay? And vendors, they're sort of like designers also. They design these products, they have them manufactured and they sell them, but they don't like putting their products out there on a marketplace where another vendor can steal their design. So having to explain to them about this project, even to get 7 vendors, right now we have 7, we're about to have 8 now, end of this week, it took months and months of convincing, right? And we were finally able to do it.
That's really cool. How about, it sounds like you're also selling, getting products to put on the marketplace for consumers. How do you market your website to the general public?
Okay, so the marketing channels that we've been using we are doing some marketing. Let me start with where we are doing marketing. We are doing marketing in North America. We are doing marketing in Europe. And we're also doing marketing in Africa, because these are the 3 geographical areas that our customers are located, okay? And we're using multiple marketing channels. We're using, of course, social media, meaning we have an Instagram page that we are using to unloading products of our vendors and boosting it out there. We're using influencers on social media platforms, especially Instagram and Facebook. We're also utilizing some flyers that we're developing in the Gambia, which is in West Africa, and we are distributing it towards within the customer niche. Okay, we also have. We recently, as of last week, started our sales ground game, where we hired sales agents to go and meet the retail customers and wholesale customers to explain to them about Bagel, basically teaching them about the platform, because, again, this is a very new project that we started and not a whole lot of people know about it. So we have sales agents, and we are also doing some online marketing in terms of utilizing social media for now. And that's what we've been doing.
Very exciting. From a technological perspective, what would you say is your biggest, I guess, 2 questions. What's your biggest challenge? And then also, have you thought about, are you trying to, you know, AI and ChatGPT, are you guys using any new technologies for your business?
No. The project we've not utilized any new technology, if you want to call it, such as, you know, AI or, you know, the ChatGPT, integrating it into the platform. We have not done that. The idea is definitely to go down that route. But no, to answer your question, we have not. And the only sort of technology, SEO, search engine optimization, I think, and that Google Data Analytics, these are the only things that we are trying to implement now, again. But that's in terms of technology, these are the only 2 things that we're using.
So in terms of technology, what is your favorite tool or technological thing that you're using to help you grow?
To help us grow, SEO. That's all. Just being literally relying on Google. Customers that go on Google, type these product names, and having bagel.com, you know, showing up on their search the search feeds, and that's about it for now, right? Hence, and I do recognize that this could be a potential issue, you know, challenge. That's why I reached out to you to just hear from you, to hear ideas on how we can grow our online presence, because we're not only targeting customers within the African community, but we are also trying to grow the customer base to other communities as well that are interested in these products from Dubai. So again, we lack in this project the technology side, on the technological side of the MVP that we developed. If you guys have a time, just go on Bagle, BAGGLE.com, have a view. It's a very basic bit, you know, marketplace. Again, this was developed to just see whether customers would be interested in this. It's a legacy website. It's very basic for now. And the traction that we're getting is great. So we want to now move on to phase two of actually improving on that MVP.
For sure. So in terms of Bagle, you know, can you maybe tell us a little bit more about what makes you better than your competition?
Because we are from this idea, the concept of Bagle was not developed to generate money. It's not about making money. It's about solving the problem. And that is what distinguishes us with any competitor, to sort of say, because for now, the only major competitors that sell these products are probably Alibaba or Alibaba.com, you know, Chinese platform, and some other websites in Europe, again, but nothing like a multi-vendor platform. So sort of we're in this space, as far as we know, alone for now, which is amazing. I don't know how we're able to, you know, do it, but for this, for now, that we are in the space alone when it comes to being a B2B and a multi-vendor platform. But what gives us the competitive edge is we understand the problems that these customers are facing organically, and because we are customers ourselves, right? It's not the Bagle was not developed to make money, sort of, oh, here's a problem, we can monetize it. No, we understand the problems and we are trying to solve it. And that is why within the past 2 months, you know, although we've had some slow periods, but the feedback has been fantastic. We've generated, again, within the first few months, 2 months and a half, sales of about close to about $4,000 going on $5,000. Again, this is, you know, again, something that I didn't even expect.
That's great. I'm curious, from, you know, being an entrepreneur, starting a business, it's always a lot of work. What's your typical day like?
My typical day. Oh man, it's like drinking from a fire hose, man. So like I said, I start my day off. I am an engineer by day. I work for Saudi Aramco, Saudi National Oil Company. So I do that. That's how I get my bread and butter. But at the same time, too, I juggle that with Bagle.com. So in my position, I get to have to sort of set my own schedule. And once I start my day, I set up my Aramco meetings. I get that out of the way. Do, you know, delegate what I have to have delegated out, and then I turn my attention to Bagle operations. So I have my iPad, I have my tools, and then straight. So that's why I dedicate myself mainly. So I'm privileged, and I recognize my position of being privileged that not a whole lot of people can do both. But I, because of my position, it affords me time to run my, you know, my project at the same time too, while I'm in my, you know, doing my day-to-day tasks. So I spend most of from between, so I start my day at 6 a.m. from 6 to 8 a.m. That's Aramco duties. Then get that out of the way. Then from 8 a.m. to about 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I dedicated to Bagle issues, basically working with the developer team, working with the marketing team, and the sales teams. So I just go hardcore between 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then after 3 p.m., I sort of have time for myself to wind down and review, prepare for the next day.
Yeah, that's great. Having that flexibility is so helpful. For Bagel, what would you say is your top priority? If you had to choose one thing, top priority for the next 3 to 6 months for Bagel?
Top priority, sales and marketing. I need customers to understand about the project. So I'm lumping in sales and marketing because I view them as, even though it's sales is different from marketing, but these two things, I'm going to amalgamate both of them. These are my top priorities, doing marketing, doing sales, online, organic, on the ground, and just, again, educating customers on this platform because it's new. And so that barrier, breaking that barrier and getting customers to trust this platform is my main priority, sales and marketing, educating customers about Bagel.com.
Amazing. Now, you know, if we have this conversation again, say 1 year from now, where do you see, what do you see Bagel looking like at that point?
A year from now, interesting. I try not to live by a mirror ball, looking at the mirror sort of trying to predict, right? Because those who live by that, we end up eating glass, like Ray Dalio says a lot. But I do know that a year from now, if I can get Bagel or my team, if we can get customers to, if we have, you know, customers referring the platform to each other by word by mouth, and for me, I would consider that as a success. I'm not going to put any monetary value saying, okay, if we generate, you know, $10,000 or $20,000, that's all going to be conjecture at that point, right? So, and I try not to go with conjecture or putting numbers out there. But for me, a year from now, if I can see, if we are not doing, which we will be, don't get me wrong, if we'll still be doing marketing and sales. But when we slack off and we do see that we're still getting a constant stream of customers, that tells us that word is spreading by mouth. And I would have considered that good a year from now as a good target.
That's great. So what advice do you have for any aspiring entrepreneurs who are thinking about starting something but haven't yet made that jump?
Don't do it if you're not committed to it. Don't do it. It's like, you know, one time I read somewhere where Musk was talking about entrepreneurship is like eating glass, broken glass, and trying to swallow it. And I thought he was just being overly dramatic, but my God, it's true. So my advice to it is you have to be dedicated every day. I am doing it right every day, and the dedication it takes, being consistent, right, showing up, because sometimes context switching is one of the most difficult things that I do on a day-to-day basis, right? Because I have my day job and I have this project, so switching, telling my brain, switch from Aramco do this to Bagel do this, and telling my brain, okay, switch back now to Aramco. It's very hard, right? So again, that's my advice. If you're, you know, you have to go full in and, you know, and not expect anything. As I told my wife, we got to go full force. We are not going to see any yields, any returns for a while, but I do believe that this project, you know, it will definitely succeed. But the hardest part would be to go in 100% and get zero or negative, get nothing from it for the first, you know, few years, to tell you the honest truth, right? Because I do recognize that it takes years to build anything meaningful. So, yeah.
That's true. So if somebody wanted to find you, do you mind sharing your website link and social media pages?
Yes. Yes. I am, again, website link where I can share, that's bagel.com. Social media, we have Instagram page, which is Bagel Marketplace. We also have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Yes. And we are working on the Snap page also. So yes, we are definitely, we could be found.
Awesome. Well, Adam, thank you so much for your time. We're rooting for you. And hopefully we can have that conversation again in a year from now as you scale your business. So thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thanks, Dan. I appreciate you again.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys, your time. Thanks, guys.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.